Ja, hej alla. Hello everybody. I said hey in Swedish, but we try also to speak English. Well, so good afternoon everybody now in December. So today I got an assignment from my boss here saying that I should go out and ask questions to a non-human, like a dog or a tree or a bird. And then after that, interview and ask a human, a man or a woman, a child, somebody that can give his or her experience from the pandemics. So, well, let's go out and talk to some dogs. I know a dog, a neighbor dog, that used to come here. We used to have a beautiful dog, golden retriever called Peppy, and he had a friend, and I'm gonna ask him a few questions. So, what do you say about the pandemics here? I have a few questions that I have to ask you. It's my boss tells me. So, what are your reactions? How did the pandemics change your life? Well, I don't know. I think it's been both good and bad. Yes, I think it seems to my friends and my mate, he's the guy who owns me, he seems to have more time. He has more time with me now, but I don't know. He looks so worried. He feels worried. I think he's kind of nervous. But yeah, so it's both good and bad. Something has changed. Well,
Have you had to work a lot, sort of, from your home? Has that been different?
No. Well, I used to work from home, but I also used to be out quite a bit too. I have to do all my sniffing and peeing and everything around here, and I do that pretty far away. The strange thing is that now my owner is taking me out, like not one, two, or three times a day, five times a day, and he walks far. And the problem is that he keeps walking. I need to stop, pretty often to mark my territory. It's my job. And I'm sniffing, and I don't get the time to sniff. It seems like I have to keep walking all the time.
Well, that's strange. Do you so that's not really good, huh? Do you have any good experiences from the pandemics?
Well, I think it seems like my owner, he's home more. I get to be with him a lot more than before. Sometimes before he would leave, he would walk me in the morning, and then he would leave for several hours, and then I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and then he came back, and then we would take a walk, and it was fun again. But now we take a walk, and he goes in and sits by this machine, but he stays at home. He's here, and that's wonderful. So I get a lot more attention. It's really nice. It's so good.
So what are your bad experience about or from the pandemics? Do you have like really severe, sad stories to tell, something that's really bad?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's I can see people when I approach people, usually I get to sniff and say hello to them, and then there are other dogs and stuff like that. Now I don't get to go near. They jump away. They stay far away. Yeah, I never get to close up to anybody, and they seem to be so nervous about that. So I really miss that part. I do. So, Yeah, it's that's really bad. And some people got sick. I heard that. It's really sad.
Do you think that other things, have you been able to travel that you used to do? Like travel on the train or a car or some other ways?
Well, that's kind of strange. My owner and I, we always took the bus before. We took the train. We went far away. We had our own compartment and it was sitting. It was really cozy. Now, if we go anywhere, I have to jump into this crummy little car he has. It's really bad. So, yes, I'm traveling a little bit, but my own has such a bad car. I prefer train. I prefer the buses when I get to go on a bus. But especially train is so nice. So that part, I have not been able to travel very much.
Well, thank you very much. It's been interesting to talk to you. Maybe I can talk to you some other time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Interesting interview. I'm really thought that was a cool non-human that you found. Was it hard to find a non-human to interview?
Well, it wasn't that hard, but the hardest thing was to find somebody that talked English. You know, they have a lot of different languages here, but English seems to be not so common among the dogs. But this dog was really, really nice. I'm looking forward to talk to him again, actually. It was great.
That'd be really great. You could come back on another episode.
Yeah. So, you know, there are certain things that come up that a dog experience, and I'm curious now to see, like, are there any similarities when you talk to humans? Do they experience this in the same way? Or maybe there might be some differences here. So yeah.
I'm really interested in that too, and that's your second quest, to find a human and compare. But I know I've listened already to the interviews. I've got to say that I think that the human you found is a little bit less nervous than the dog's owner that you found.
Yeah. So I call this guy who definitely has an opinion, and it was very nice to talk to him too. So yeah, enjoy, and talk to you later.
All right, thank you very much. All right, before we tune in to the interview, you will be hearing Playing the Lights Galaxia, which we found on the internet, which they provide for free, and they're playing While She Sleeps Morning Edit. Take care.
Knappen. That, yeah, so I call up my friend Gunnar, working up in, where are you, Gunnar? Can you tell me where you are?
I'm not so far up now. I live in the northern part of Uppland, in Örbyhus.
Okay, so everybody knows where that is. And actually it's like an hour or two away from Stockholm, if you want to be precise, in Sweden. So, everybody in the whole world seems to be really influenced one way or another by this pandemic. So how is it going for you? How has this influenced your life? Has it changed anything?
To start with the positive things, I would say it has been for my, because I'm still working, though I'm a pensioner.
Yeah?
Though I have pension, and my working life is much easier and better, because I can stay at home and I can have my, I'm doing interviews as well as an auditor. And I meet all my customers over the internet.
Okay.
Then I can eat my lunch and my dinners at home, and I can be at home all the time.
So before,
and go for walks and so on.
Yeah, so before you had to travel maybe a whole day to get somewhere, because you were really working all over Sweden to do this job,
yes.
Right?
Yes, and often stay at hotels also overnight, sometimes many nights during the weeks when I worked.
So, and do you feel like you can do the same quality work now when you're working from home and having an easy life?
As for myself, it's an easy life. But if you talk about the quality of the auditing that I do, of course, I cannot do everything, but I can look into the factories and I can interview people and so on. But normally I should also be auditing at the place, at the factory, for example, if I audit a factory.
So you really feel like you do miss the personal touch, the hands-on, to really be there to see it and to feel,
yes,
and experience it more physically.
Yes, so I'm expecting to look very much more physically
right
in the future.
So now, are you working entirely from home?
Yes. I've done one physical audit in the beginning of September, but partly, just partly.
Okay.
But I had to change that too.
Yeah. So what can you say? One of the questions I have is, like, good experiences from the pandemics. What would you point out as being good in this whole scenario with the pandemics? What things are really good for you, for your job, or for your life, as you pointed out?
I think a lot of things is good because people, including myself, has had to think over the way we are living, and to reflect over also environmental issues and how we really how we live our lives and how humans live the lives on this planet.
Yeah, is there anything that you've changed and see people change that will be permanent after this is gone? Is there something that's gonna sort of stay and because we discovered a new way of doing things?
Oh yes, very concrete. We will make new kinds of 3 years planning for the auditing. So I expect that we will have one audit out of three on distance on the internet, and that will keep the quality of the auditing perfect, I think. And then we will save environment and the energy and so on.
Right. Yeah. So we are obviously learning. We are creative, and when there is a crisis, obviously we have to come up with something new. What yes. do you find is the hardest? Like, I have this question: bad experiences that has happened or that you know about that's connected with the pandemics. Really bad things, difficult things.
The obvious bad things is, of course, people are suffering and dying and so on in general. But if I look at my own life and my own life quality, it's that I can't meet my children and grandchildren as much as I would have wanted. So I'm longing to see them, of course, and I can see them over the net, FaceTime and so on, but that's not sufficient for me, I think.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, so this with meeting people, I think for me also that's one of the things I think about that we really miss, and we have great hopes it's gonna be different in the future, in the near future. So do you have any advice that you would like to give for other people to meet this difficult times?
Yes. When you're cold, I read Väckarklocka by Elin Wägner.
Yeah.
I read a novel.
The alarm
about
clock.
The environment and so on. So, of course, reading is a good thing to do. And use the time to read much more and to think and reflect over life.
Right.
And the other thing is to walk. So I've done a walk 10 kilometers now, just 2 hours ago.
Oh, that's great.
And yesterday I was running 4 kilometers. So I try to do some exercise every day. And often we do it together, me and Karin.
Okay, and that's a good way to meet people, I guess, outdoors, doing something physical like this, keeping social distance, but moving.
Yes, that's true. So we often talk with our neighbors and people around in the village outdoors when we meet them. And people tend to stop a little more often nowadays. I think maybe because of the pandemic, everyone knows that everyone wants to socialize.
Right.
So we do it much more than before.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was great to talk to you, and you came up with some nice advice, and we're going to hear from other listeners what they come up with, but great things, Gunnar, and I wish you a good and lovely Christmas. Bye-bye.
Yes, same to you.